It is a very, very uncomfortable thing. But it is part of why the job of a free and responsible press is not just an important thing in a democracy. It's a hard thing, and it's a hard job, and it is hard to do well. And you want the people who do it to be worthy of the responsibility that they have. Tomorrow morning, in a law office in Danbury, Connecticut, the news media will get access to the tapes of the 911 phone calls that were made in Newtown, Connecticut on the morning of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. The state of Connecticut and the prosecutor's office and representatives of the victims' families say they did not want those tapes to ever become available to the public. But the Associated Press sued to get access to the tapes, and a judge ruled in their favor, and the appeals were dropped. And so tomorrow morning in Connecticut, the media, for the first time, will get those tapes. And then what? Now it's up to the good judgment of the media to decide whether those tapes should be publicly broadcast, whether what they will add to the public understanding of the Sandy Hook massacre outweighs the additional pointless trauma that playing those tapes publicly will undoubtedly cause to the families and the survivors in Newtown. Again, it was an Associated Press lawsuit that brought about the access to the tapes that's going to happen tomorrow morning. It's interesting. In all of the AP's own news stories about their own efforts to get access to those tapes, they've started adding this particular sentence at the end of the news stories. It says, the AP will review the content and determine what, if any of it, would meet the news cooperative's standards for publication. The AP's own published standards say that without a compelling reason to do so, they will never publish obscenities, profanities, or vulgarities. And of course, obscene, vulgar, and profane are things that are always in the eye of the beholder. But if you just take the commonly accepted dictionary definition of obscenity as something that is offensive to morality and decency, offensive to morality or decency, you can kind of see the weight of the decision that's going to come down on all our heads tomorrow morning, right? I mean, this is the decision now. This is the judgment call. Is the content of those tapes, the audio recordings of the calls for help that were made during the massacre of those first graders, is the content of those tapes, the sound of those pleas for help, going to increase public understanding of that incident so much that it outweighs the offense to morality and decency of putting them on display? Our press is a free press, and nobody tells the press what to do, and it's one of the most important things in our democracy. But with that freedom really does come great responsibility, and it is the press that will make the decision of what to broadcast come tomorrow morning, which is a school day in December in Connecticut.